So this is Radio Kate for day two of February, where we're trying to do an audio boo every day for the whole month of February. Extra day this month as well. Extra leap year day on the 29th. So that's 29 boos in a row. And to make it a bit easier, we've put some topics on the audio boo blog. So that's blog.audioboo.fm. And today's suggested topic was, what did you want to be when you grew up? And did you manage it? Well, that's an interesting one. When I was younger, I was very focused on exactly what I wanted to do. I was going to be either a cutting-edge scientist, a barrister, an airline pilot, an Egyptologist, or a Blue Peter presenter. Like I said, very focused. So anyway, I decided that I would go for science because I got very excited about genetics when I was at school, and that's what I went off to university to study. And when I was studying genetics at university and doing a lot of lab work, I realised that it was actually more the kind of worldly implications of science and uses of science rather than sitting in a lab doing the science that kind of interested me. And I thought, well, okay, so if a scientific career is not for me, what shall I do? And I looked back, what do I want to be? Okay. And I looked through my list of things I wanted to do, and I thought, well, if I'm going to be a Blue Peter presenter, I should do that while I'm young. So what do I do next? Okay, I need to get some media experience. So I joined the student television station, and I joined the student radio station. And I found the student television station was full of very beautiful, very theatrical, very confident people who are all about the jazz hands and getting on screen. And I'm quite shy. So I kind of backed out of that a little bit. And I joined the student radio station. And it seemed to be full of like really quiet mathmo geek type people who were mainly boys and a bit quiet and hidden away, and I thought, oh, this is much more like it. I can hang with the geeks much more comfortably. And I ended up doing student radio and running the student radio station, falling in love with radio, and actually had to make a difficult choice at one point because I did try to get towards my goal of flying. When I started off as a first year at university, I went along to the Freshers' Fair, and they had the Air Force Air Cadets, and I don't want to be in the forces. I'm not really down with dropping bombs on people, but they would teach you how to fly, and you didn't have to join the Air Force. So I went along and said, I'd like to learn to fly. And they said, are you tall enough? And I said, yes. Do you wear glasses? No. Are you epileptic? No. Do you really want to fly? Yes. How heavy are you? That might be a problem. What? And it turned out that I wasn't heavy enough to fly, because if you did go through their flying course, if you got in through the selection process, you learnt to fly, you joined the Air Force, you flew a particular type of plane in a particular battle scenario where you needed to eject from your plane, you had to be at least 9 stone for the eject seat to work. And I couldn't exactly tell them, well, actually, I don't want to fly in the Air Force, because then obviously they wouldn't teach me to fly. So it was 2 years later, I went back, and I actually this time I lied about how heavy I was. And I got through the first selection process, I got through the interview process, and I was eating as much as I could because there was a medical coming up, and I knew I had to be at least 9 stone, and I wasn't. And people were giving me different tips. Drink lots of milk. Make sure you don't go to the toilet in the morning of the medical. And then, you know, I was thinking, oh, God, this is going to be terrible. My bladder's really weak. Oh, dear. Sorry, far too much information for you there. So, yeah, when it came to it, I actually had to decide whether I was going to join the Air Cadets and take this weekend off during my finals to go and do a medical, which I potentially wouldn't pass because I wasn't heavy enough, or whether I would stand for station manager and try and run the radio station. And I drank a stiff gin and tonic. I phoned my grandpa and apologised because he was an RAF pilot and was quite excited about me learning to fly. And I phoned up the Air Cadets and said, thank you very much, but I will not be continuing on the process. And at that point I thought, well, if I'm going to do that, then I have to make something out of radio. I've turned down flying, I have to make something out of radio. And so then I ended up working in radio and being a radio producer and broadcast journalist, and now working at Audioboo. So still kind of connected to the whole broadcasting kind of medium, and spoken word radio stuff has always been a passion of mine. So yeah, it's not quite Blue Peter, but it's still fun. And of course now I've got a whole new ambition of what I want to be when I grow up. And that, of course, is an astronaut. But more on that later. That's the end of my boo for February day two. I've probably rambled on for far too long. But there you go, that's me. And it's been really fun doing this. Have a little look on audioboo.fm. Search for their hashtag February. That's February. And you'll find all these people introducing themselves and telling, you know, telling stories about what they wanted to be when they grew up. And it's really nice. So thank you everybody for taking part, and if you got this far in my rambling, then thank you very much for listening. Good night.